The mood at the party at Tampa's Museum of Science and Industry was pretty mellow for the first several hours, but electricity started to flow through the crowd as President Obama picked off one swing state after another. Just as Hillsborough County Democratic Chairman Chris Mitchell took the stage, MSNBC's big screen announced the president had gone over the top. Just after the announcement, Mac Frank celebrated by hugging a friend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, how you doing?
Thank you.
Good, good.
Frank came to Tampa from Louisiana to make a difference and volunteer with the Obama campaign.
This is great for the country, man. We needed this. And I think this 4 years will be a lot different from the last four. Maybe the Republicans will read the handwriting on the wall and recognize that they can't keep holding everybody up and, you know, boxing us up. We got to what? Move forward. That's the key word. Forward with the president for four more years.
Frank didn't gloat over his candidate's victory. Instead, he hopes the nation can heal its partisan divide.
You can see the excitement with all the people. And I think that 47% haunted him more than anything else. He had so many goofs, you know. I don't even know why this election was ever thought to be close.
The mood had picked up considerably from earlier in the night. Then Elwood Smith of Tampa was one of the first people at the party. Smith had a simple reason for supporting the president. He was deployed 5 times in Afghanistan and supports plans to return the rest of the troops.
I don't feel we should be over there, honestly. And I think it'll be great once we get all the soldiers back home and everything, because I know how rough it is over there and what they're going through.
Allison Morano, vice chair of the Florida Democratic Party, told the crowd of several hundred it all came down to getting out the vote, despite efforts by the governor and the Republican-led legislature to restrict early voting.
We turned out the early vote. We turned out vote by mail. We caught them. They did everything they could to stop us from voting. They stopped us in registration. They stopped us in early vote. They tried to stop us in vote by mail. We beat them every single time.
And that effort to get out the early vote was the difference in hotly contested counties like Hillsborough, says Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn.
Yes, largely because of the early and absentee votes. The Democrats and the Obama campaign really worked hard to push the early and absentee votes. I think they were successful at it. I think the numbers are going to be off the charts in terms of performance.
Now comes the hard part, seeing if the politicians can live up to the expectations voters have placed in them. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.